Hi, this is John Pentany with StockGuru.com, and today we're discussing RX Safes Incorporated. The stock is traded over the counter with the symbol RXSFD, and it has a D added, of course, because of the reverse split. Soon it will be traded without the D as RXSF. Their products incorporate proprietary fingerprint technology to provide drug security solutions for homes and healthcare facilities. With us today is the CEO of the company, and that's Lorraine Yard. Lorraine, thank you for being with us.
John, how are you? Happy holidays to you.
Doing great. Same to you. Lorraine, the company just announced that it submitted an application to uplist to the OTCQB. Could you provide us with some more information on that?
Yeah, sure, John. We had a board meeting over the summer to develop a plan to reorganize and restructure the company so we could attract new long-term shareholders and investors. We determined in order to attract significant capital, the company needed to restructure its capital table. And hence, we effectuated the 200-for-1 reverse stock split that went effective in the middle of November. And this was just one piece of the overall efforts to restructure. We also announced the development of several new products addressing the professional healthcare market, which were new to the company, as well as announcing retail distribution for our consumer products through a partnership with CVS. And in fact, we'll be releasing more exciting news about this relationship shortly.
Now, so this uplist application on the OTCQB, was this part of the plan, and how was that going?
Yes, John. So part of the restructuring plan includes a future uplist to a national exchange such as NASDAQ. But to get there, we needed to bump up to the OTCQB because of its transparency and more stringent reporting requirements, which are more in line with those of NASDAQ and the like. And we've been a fully reporting and transparent company since we went public. But also being on the OTC Pink, brokers are not able to make a market in our stock. So really, it's a win-win for the company all round. The uplist will provide a broad opportunity for new investors. And we will also have the opportunity for the company to demonstrate our financial accountability and compliance.
Any estimate on when the company will make the change to the QB?
It's hard to say exactly. I've heard it can take about 2 to 4 weeks to go through the application process. Plus, we have the holidays coming up. But regardless, we'll continue to comply with the QB's reporting requirements while on the OTC Pink. But once we've uplisted onto the OTC QB, we'll be one step closer to a much bigger prize, hopefully before the end of next year.
The latest press release mentioned the company structuring a new financing that will help manage and take out the current convertible debt. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Yes, John. We're working with a lender who has agreed in principle to pick up the outstanding convertible debt of the company and adhere to strict leak-out provisions so the stock can be introduced to the market in a more orderly and less dilutive fashion. It's our goal to have this debt retirement plan in place before the end of the year to take out all the remaining convertible debt. In addition to that, we're also in discussions with an investment banking firm with a view to them assisting us with an institutional raise. And we will have more updates about this in the coming weeks also. But similarly, it's our goal to have an investment banking relationship in place before 2016.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Of course, John, yes. It's a holiday time right now, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't tell everyone to go to CVS.com and type in RX Drug Safe and order one or more of our units for the holiday. It makes a great holiday gift and shows your family and friends how much you care about them. They can sleep well at night knowing that their medicines are secured in the RX Drug Safe and cannot be accessed by the children or other unauthorized family members.
Lorraine, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, John. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you. Thank you.